At this time, we're going to hear from the Lord through our pastor. Amen. And we believe in God going to use him to talk to us. Amen. We asking everyone if you would be in prayer for him, even as he's getting prepared. Amen. That God use him, bless him in his body, and be in prayer for ourselves that we receive what thus says the Lord to us. Amen. God is not, we ain't just here just to be here. And if you're here, it is meant for you. Amen. So let's be in prayer that we receive this great blessing. Amen. Because like the song said, it's good to be here, to hear from the Lord one more time. After the male chorus have sang a song of the choice, the next voice you will hear is our pastor, Dr. Isaac Burnett.
Amen. Our men look like they ran out on us. But nevertheless, amen, we got a choir out there in the audience. And I'm sure y'all know this song. There's going to be a meeting. Amen. There's going to be a meeting tonight. Come on. Both fashion meeting tonight. Meeting on the campground. Oh Lord, there's gonna be a meeting tonight. An old fashioned meeting tonight. Meeting on the old campground. Oh Lord, there's gonna be a meeting, an old fashioned meeting on the old campground. Oh Lord, there's gonna be a meeting, an old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old singing amazing and praise. Oh, how sweet, Lord, the sound. Said the Savior red like me. Oh, Lord, said I once was lost. Oh, but now, thank God I'm found. I was blind. Oh, but now, I see. There's gonna be a meeting tonight, an old-fashioned meeting tonight. Meeting on the campground. Oh Lord, there's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting, church. Meeting on the
At the meeting, one of these days, at the meeting, one of these days, at
the meeting. I want to see Jesus. At the meeting. At the meeting. At the meeting. Mother, be there. At the meeting. At the meeting. At the meeting. Meeting. Oh, at the meeting. 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 At the meeting.
Y'all have to forgive me, but we thank God for the voice we do have. Amen.
Jesus King. Beneath the cross, there's the precious fountain. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of this day. He didn't have to bring us into the day, but he did. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he did. On this, we call the resurrection day. We recognized that Jesus got up from the grave like he said he would. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God to everyone in the house today. All the deacons and mothers and other officers of the church, and to every lay person, every visitor and friend, everybody. We praise God for you, brother. It's just good to be able to look at your faces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This tablet is just messing up here. Can't get it to go where I wanted it to go. But that's all right. The devil's still alive. Hallelujah. From the book of St. John. 15th chapter. 12th and 13th verse. Hallelujah. St. John 15, 12 verse. Hallelujah. I was there. Amen. 15 and 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there's no greater love. We look around us today and know that God is what he said he was. He is all powerful, all knowing, all existence, and he knows what it takes for us to do and to receive the blessings from him. God exists. You know, some people say that he doesn't exist. But how can you account for everything we have here? Nothing didn't make nothing, because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and come and dwelt amongst us. God is everything. We look at the heavens, all the stars and the planets and things. I can't help but know that there is a God. Honestly, how is it that we can stay in the air without a Bible carrying us around and around in the same path year after year? Nobody to guide it, but yet it makes its way through all the things in the heavens. It stays in its path. It does not exist just to be here, but he holds everything in place. And he made everything by his spoken word, because he's God. And people say that it came by evolution. Well, who started evolution? And what does evolution come from to get started? What's out there? Somebody said it was a big explosion. Well, to know what exploded, had to have something to explode. Who put that out there? You can't get around it. It's God. In the beginning, he made everything. And he made everything good. And He made mankind. He made them to be like him. He loved us so much that he thought he would make himself in us. We were made in the image of God. Hallelujah. He didn't make us God. He made us to look like. All right. To be in his image, to do the things that he does. And he wants that image to also include love. Because he is love. Hallelujah. God is all and all. Jesus, the Son of God, came here to save sinners like us. That's love. He was in heaven with his Father. And he's part of the Father because we quoted in the scripture earlier, but in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you got the Word that started everything. In the beginning was the Word. Now the Word was with God. So the Word was with God. Then the Word is also God. Okay. And the Word was God. All right. So the Word is in everything. Because the Word is God. All right. So when you're walking around with your cell phones and your tabs and things, and you're walking around with God in your hand. All right. And you should also have him in your heart. And in your heart, on your mind. And the Word said that he will give you perfect peace as long as you keep your mind stayed on him. And you keep your mind stayed on all this other stuff in this world, you're going to go crazy. You're going to wind up somewhere in a hospital or somewhere in somebody's grave because your mind is on everything but Jesus. The Word said you need to keep your mind stayed all day long on him. And then when your mind is on him, then you know that everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to work out for my good. Hallelujah. And since I know that, I don't have no reason to fear. I don't have no reason to doubt. I don't have no reason to worry because God's got it. Okay? And he's not going to let anything happen to us without him knowing it. And then he will block it if it does not need to be about you. He said he will keep it from you. Amen. God is. And he loves each and every one of us. Well, he made man. Everything was good until he made man. And very good. All right. Now that he made man, he also had to give them a choice because they had God in them. This word is for somebody today. Because the devil is doing everything he can to get come coming. We are keeping our mind on the Lord. Okay? When things seem to be going contrary to the way you think it ought to go, seek the Lord. He did say, seek him first, did he not? The kingdom of God and all other things he said he would do what? He'll add it. So you don't have to worry about any of it. All right? He took all that from you. That's love. He took your worries away. All your heartaches away, all your troubles away. He did call the word say, many are the affliction of the righteous. Okay? But God. Somebody said, but God. Say it again. One more time. But God. I know what you're trying to do, devil, but God. Okay. God promised that he was going to deliver me. So I'm going to wait for my deliverance. He didn't tell me how he's going to do it. He didn't tell me when he's going to do it. But he did say he will do that. And how many know that God can't lie? And because he loves us, he'll do it for you. Jesus said, you can ask anything if you believe in him. You can ask anything of the Father in his name, and he will grant it to you. Hallelujah. God made man and gave him a choice to live or die. Live or die. The choice is yours. He's not going to make you go to heaven. All right? He's going to just allow you the opportunity to go to heaven. And it does not matter how bad you messed up in life. Okay? That's love. It doesn't matter how many times you messed up or whatever you've done to mess up. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. There's no greater love than God's love, agape love. And he wants us to be like him, have that love that doesn't look for nothing in return. Hallelujah. He gives it to you where you mess up, fess up, fall out, whatever you might do. He's just waiting for you to ask. Okay? Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the doors shall be opened. God's love. No greater love than anybody have that's greater than God. And no other love is like God. God is perfect in all his ways. And he will not go down in defeat. Okay, because he is life from Alpha to Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the beginning of everything, and he'll be the end of everything. Hallelujah. And give us a new world. Let us start all over again. What do you think about him giving you a second chance, a third chance, a thousand chances? All right, Peter wanted to do it into that seven. But Jesus said, not just seven times. If somebody come against you and gets against you seven times, 70 on that day. Now you probably won't be able to see him that many times a day. All right. But we give you, we want to put baseball on us. Three strikes and you're out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm so glad that God didn't put a number on us. There would still have been impossible for us to get there. All right. We were supposed to be not taking on the image and not his ways. You're supposed to take on his ways as well. God loves us so much that when we messed up by eating from a tree that he told you not to bother, how many did something your parents told you not to do? I'm putting my hand up too. All right. We mess up. Songwriter said we fall down, but we can get up again. Don't just fall there and do like the hog. Fall in the muddy pond and wallow. But what that hog is doing is cooling the stuff off. So even that muddy pond can be good. Okay. All right. God loves us that sin will not prevail. He told you not to do it. And the day that you do, you will surely die. Why do we choose death when we could live? Why is it we go against our parents when they're telling us things for our good? We just don't do it on our own. It's the devil that's in each of us. Somebody said, I ain't got no devil in me. I'm saved. You just told a lie. We all sin. We all come short. Every day, we do something wrong. We do something against what God has told us. Every day, we mess up and we need to pray. Because Jesus said, your daily prayer. That means you got to do it over and over again. Just like he forgives us over and over again. no greater love than that. He doesn't hold it over our heads. He doesn't bring it back to you when you come back for another forgiveness. Then he said, but he will give it to you whenever you need it and whenever you need it. All right? God loves us so much that he won't even let you quest. He allow you to blaspheme him. And he will still forgive you. But you can't do it to his Holy Spirit. That's the only one that you should not blaspheme. All right. Everything else, he forgive you for. Now, so you got one thing that he won't forgive you for. Okay. And he got had one thing that you could take and be saved and live forever. One thing that would cause you to die. One. Okay. We can't do one thing. All right. But he loves us. Okay. We die daily. Okay. Our time on this earth is not as long as it was last year this time. Okay. And every day you get to is a day of nearer to our demise. But because Jesus rose, we don't have to stay in the grave. Because he rose. He got out of the grave. And because he rose, we can say, thank you, Lord, for healing the means. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For eternal life. Thank you, God. Because he rose. He has rose with all power in his hand. He rose and from the grave and said, O grave, where is your victim? O death, where is your sting? Where is that? Jesus said, I got all power in my hand. Yes, it is. And I got the keys to heaven and hell. I got them, and I'm giving you the key to the kingdom of God. You got the keys for all your problems. Stop looking at this one and looking at that one. And look at yourself. Look, because you got the keys. Jesus gave you the keys to unlock and to lock. You got the keys to your joy. Joy. You got the keys to your peace. You got the keys to your happiness. You got the keys to all your worries. You got the keys. You can unlock the door or lock it. You got it. Whether you're going to be worried today or not worried, you hold that key. Stop giving everybody else your power. Your power is for you to keep you doing what you need to be doing and keep you worshiping and praising God. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I will bless him when I get up. in the morning and to the going down of the sun of the same, I will bless the Lord. Now, if we're going to be blessing God, how can we be worrying? Well, if we're going to be blessing God, how can we be upset? If we're going to bless God, keep your mind on him. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. No greater love. Jesus loved you. He didn't have to die. He chose to die. He didn't have to come to this earth, but he chose to come. We were one messed up, but we couldn't pay the price. Jesus did it for us on that Easter Sunday morning. Well, before then, that Friday, when they led him from judgment hall to judgment hall and ridiculed him and beat him with stripes that was left on his back. The word said, with his stripes, we are healed. Then he wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He done it all. All he asked us to do was accept what I done. Accept what I've done. But we got to go through channels. We got to do this first and got to do that first. Okay? You don't have to do anything but accept what the Lord has done for you. Okay? Because you can't clean it up. Nobody else can't clean it up in your life. And you can't clean nobody else up. Say, neighbor, take your dirty rag and clean yourself up. Because your dirty rag can't clean my house. And mine can't clean yours. All right. Okay. Your rag is dirty. My rag is dirty. Because they all come from the same thing. Dirt. Okay, so why are you trying to clean my house? And you got yours all smeared up. Okay. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. He said, cast all, not some, but all your cares to him. Cast them all. All right. And if you get cast them away, then they can't bother you. Okay? You don't have them to worry about. Cast them and leave them alone. Because if you cast them and then go back worrying about it, you didn't never cast it. You put it in his hand, but you took it back where your friend is talking to him. No greater love. Jesus was given a cross to carry. The judges said, Pilate said, I can't find no water in him. But the world cried out, crucify him. He's giving us that choice today. Take your cares and let the Lord have them. Okay? Come unto me, all ye that burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you'll find that my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. What is saying, Master? I need you to give me your load. And I take your load and give you my load. And you give up your load for my load. He wants to exchange with you. Okay? And you won't owe me nothing. Just make even that change. Give me all your sin, all your trouble, all your worries, all those things, everything that's going against you. Give it to me, your heavy load. Give it to me. Lay aside your weight and let the Lord handle it for you. Now, well, I guess I can do this. This is the Lord's yoke. All right. This is yours. He wants you to give me his yoke. Take my his yoke. And you give me yours. I carry yours for you. You just carry mine. You'll find my yoke is easy. My burden is light. But you got a heavy load. You walking around here all day long, dragging all your problems. But I told you to give them to me. I carry them for you. Leave your burdens and take mine. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Give me your problems. Give me your cares. No greater love. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs he bears. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we are to forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we refuse to carry our burden to the Lord. He will do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so they nailed him to the cross. And when they nailed him, they were nailing our third, our part, our pain and our griefs was all at the cross. They nailed, stretched them high, lifted them high and stretched them wide. And he didn't say, a word against them. But they cry out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. On the cross, he cried out. On the cross, he took our sins. He took our burdens. He took our cries. He took our tribulations. All on the cross. Now, were you not the death that would have done to me that he did it in vain? Don't let it be said that Jesus died in vain for you. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. Left his home in glory and came, hallelujah, through 42 generations. Hallelujah. After he told the master, told the father, I prepare me a body and I come down and redeem man. 42 generations later, he came and he fulfilled his desire to redeem man back to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. You come home. He died for you and he died for me. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But 3 days later, it didn't end it there. Somebody said, that's not how the story ends. But 3 days later, he got up from the grave. And by him giving up, he became the first of the resurrection. And now we can all follow him to eternal life. Amen. Jesus gave up his life. He said, nobody take it from me. I lay it down. Because at any time he could have called in 12 generations of felons, of legions of angels. I think that's like 20,000 angels. He could have called at his side. At any time and stopped the whole thing from what was going on. But he gave it up so that you could live. He gave it up because he loved you. He gave it up. Hallelujah. So that you can one day meet the Father. Hallelujah. And be with him forevermore. Hallelujah. Limitation is extended. Anybody needing the Lord for anything, for any reason? Now's your time to come. Anybody without church and needing the church, and the Lord said, stay here. Amen. Now's your time to come. The miracles.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come. come to Jesus just now. Just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you. Just now, He will save you, He will save you, just now. Just believe Him, just believe Him. Just believe Him just now, just now. Just believe Him, just believe Him just now. Don't you doubt Him. Don't you doubt Him, don't you doubt Him, just now, don't you doubt Him, don't you doubt Him, just now. Oh, believe. Just believe Him, just believe Him, just now, just believe Him, just believe Him, just now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you, just now, He will save you, He will save you, just now. Oh, believe Him, oh, believe Him, oh, believe Him, just now, oh, believe Him, oh, believe Him, just now.
Don't anybody got a knee problem? Just, you can stand where you're at. You got a knee problem? What about back problem?
Jesus, come on, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, just now, come to Jesus. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him, just now, just now. He is able.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come on behalf of the church. The enemy desired to take us out, keep us from coming and giving you the praise. But God, you told us that we can cast it into your hand, and you will take care of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to bound in every problem, every knee joint, every joint problem, in the name of Jesus, in the back, God, wherever it may be, in the name of Jesus. This is Resurrection Day. In the name of Jesus, and today we call it our body to be restored. Hallelujah. Resurrection. Back to life, God. Back to healthy condition. We come in the name of Jesus. Every knee problem be now removed in the name of Jesus. And cast away from them. And restore in the name of Jesus. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Bound pain and misery. We bound because you told me we can loose bound in heaven, earth, and you're bound in heaven. Loose in the earth, and you're loose in heaven. So we release in healing, deliverance, victory, joy. We release in all your care into your care and your hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be thou healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim it. Not because we feel it, but we proclaim it because we believe it. And the word says, we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
He will heal you. He will heal you. He will heal you just now. Just now, God will heal you. He will heal you. Just now.
Don't pick them back up. Don't pick them back up. Hallelujah. No matter what the devil comes back trying to tip you, telling you it's a lie, I'm healed. And whatever else is faced, God said I need to go through it. So I'm going to rejoice what I'm going through. Because I am healed. By the word of God and the call of the word of God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's stand for our dismissal. Benediction.
Let everybody say. Let everybody say. Let everybody say amen. Amen.
thank you for all you've done for us. God, thank you for this service. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessings. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, continue to keep your loving arms around us as we go our different ways. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of us hence now forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say, amen, 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 amen.